Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour, toll free. Let me give you our number. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Always an honor, privilege, and pleasure to invite back to the program. It's really great that I actually have elected officials that will come on my show. Is that it was not the case the years that I lived in New York, but now that I am a full-time domiciled resident in the great state of Florida, the free state of Florida, I get to talk to my governor, who is doing a phenomenal job. Governor DeSantis, welcome back, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
Thank you for even allowing me in the state. I really appreciate it. It has been life-changing. Most people like me here. I was hated in New York City. Most people have been nothing but kind and nice and welcoming to me.
You and I had talked about this for a long time. I knew it was going to happen. But, you know, this was like many years because New York has.
Oh, you even gave me a hell. You're like, yeah, you keep saying that. When are you going to do it? You used to say that to me. And you were right. It was too long. I had property down here for 20 years, 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just the inertia. I mean, you know, you have a lot of you had a lot of irons in the fire in New York. So it's not as easy as just saying. You're going to pick up and leave. But I think the fact that so many people have done that, including you and high-profile people, just shows there's just a radical difference in governing philosophies in this country between a state like Florida versus a state like New York or Illinois or California. And it's sad because those states used to all be very successful states, and they've been destroyed by leftist policies. We reject the leftist policies. We're the state where woke goes to die. We have no income tax. Our budget's half of New York's. We pay down debt. We have the largest, the most GDP growth in the last 5 years of any state. And so we're doing it right, and people are responding. And so, I'm happy that someone like you, we've been friends for a long time, would want to move to Florida and is happy. But just as an American, I mean, it is sad that states like New York have run off so many productive people.
When you first got into politics, did you ever think or imagine that one day you would have to pass a bill like HB 621, where a property owner would have to request from law enforcement that they remove squatters, people that just take over other people's properties? And by the way, the bill is very comprehensive. In other words, if a property owner has somebody that unlawfully entered and remains on their property, has been directed to leave the property by the owner and has not done so, the individual is not a current or former tenant in a legal dispute. Well, in the state of Florida, it's very quick for homeowners to be able to avoid costly delays, litigation, missed rents, etc. And you have harsh penalties for those engaged in squatting or those that encourage squatting or teach others the scam, and it makes it a first-degree misdemeanor, a second-degree felony for any person who unlawfully occupies or trespasses. I mean, did you ever think you'd have to sign a bill like that? By the way, I'm glad you did, because you're protecting property owners' rights, and it had to be done. But I never did. You ever think you'd deal with an issue like that? I never would have believed it.
It's an unbelievable scam, the squatting. I mean, the whole idea of squatting was back like in the 1800s when we were settled. You Americans were settling the West. You show up someplace, there's nothing there. If you have people that decide to set up shop and start a community, no one owns the land, or they don't think someone comes 10 years later and says, hey, I own the land. It's like, wait a minute, you did all this improvement. That's how that idea came into being, and it made sense in that limited context. The idea that you would take that and say, I'm going to go in some residential subdivision, find some house to move into, and then just sit there and claim I have rights against the owner, is absolutely ridiculous. You've seen it in New York. You've seen it in California, which is bad. But what was really appalling to me is that someone owned the house in New York, tried to get the people to leave who were squatting, and the cops arrested the homeowner, that was the person that was the bad guy under New York law. And so I said, listen, we are not going to deal with this in Florida. Let's put the kibosh on this right away, because a lot of things like these left-wing scams don't start in Florida, but if they are in these other states, like eventually it will come here if we don't take corrective action. So we're able to do that, and it's sensitive in Florida, I think, because we've got a lot of seasonal residents, and it's not just wealthy people. We have senior citizens, middle-class folks, retired, live in Florida 8 months of the year. Maybe they live in Michigan over the summer, or New York, or some of these other places. Imagine you go away for the summer, you come back to your middle class house in some residential subdivision, and you find out some people decided to move in. And then, like, you have to go 7 months to get them out. That is totally unacceptable. So we acted quickly. Sean, you know a lot of the sheriffs down in Florida. They're no nonsense. And so immediately you call the sheriff. The sheriff will eject these people. So that'll happen very quickly. And I don't think we're going to see much of a problem with squatting in Florida because of the law that we signed.
I know somebody in New York. It took them 4.5 years to remove squatters going through the legal system. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable.
I was thinking about you and the debate that you had against your pal, Governor Gavin Newsom. There are a number of issues that came up, made me think of you. For example, the average gallon of gasoline down here is close to $3 a gallon in Florida. Out in California, it's like $5.30 a gallon, which is nearly twice the number. Violent crime, the rate in California was 2 times that of Florida. You have 0% income tax. In California, it's 13.5%. You pay far less per student per education on a per capita basis, and Florida has the number one ranked schools in the country, and they pay almost twice as much, and their results are atrocious. Gavin, by the way, is facing a $73 billion budget deficit this year alone, on top of a big deficit last year. What's your reaction to that?
Well, in Florida, it's, you know, we run big surpluses. And so I don't know what it would be compared to California, but I can tell you our budget compared to New York State's budget, and we now have millions of more people than New York State does. I mean, you're obviously one of them that have tilted that balance. Our budget is half the size of New York's budget with millions more people. And yet I think you can testify to this, and a lot of people that have moved can testify. Florida's services are better, our roads are better, and our schools are better. So where is all this money going? California, I heard the deficit is even more now than $73 billion, because someone did, I guess they do accounting tricks, and there was an analyst in California that said it may be hundreds of billions of dollars. And this is a state that is naturally has all these advantages, all these legacy industries, and it's the left-wing policies that are causing all these problems. Interesting, Sean, since I've been governor in 2019, we've actually paid down 25% of our state's total debt for its entire history as a state, and we got another $500 million to do more accelerated debt repayments. So we're cutting taxes in Florida. We're running surpluses. We're paying down debt. And we're also taking surplus and doing accelerated infrastructure projects. Because I've got people moving down here. There's places where the traffic continues to get worse, and we have a lot of projects in the hopper, but people can't wait 10 or 20 years. So I did a project called Moving Florida Forward with some of our surplus money. We put billions of dollars into road construction. So a lot of these projects that weren't even supposed to start until next decade are going to end up being done 10 to 20 years ahead of schedule.
Amazing what a different governing philosophy is all about. Let me take you back to that debate, because the Florida Supreme Court weighed in on the issue of abortion for the state of Florida. I want to get your reaction to that and also get your overall take nationally, especially in light of Democrats. The bottom line is Democrats never want to answer the question what limits they would put on abortion. And this came up in the debate with Gavin Newsom, and I pushed him hard just to get an answer. I don't know if you recall. Let me play it for everybody.
Do you support any restrictions at all on abortion, especially in months 7, 8, and 9, past viability?
I'm going to answer that question, but let's talk about the issue of abortion. Let's talk about the issue.
You're going to answer it?
I'm going to answer that question. I'll repeat that. I trust, in answer your question, I trust the mother and her doctor to make that decision.
So in other words, I want to be clear on this. If a woman and her doctor, for any reason...
Not for any reason.
No.
It's extremely
rare. Should there
this be... This is a canard. I know where you guys are going, Sean. You're even uncomfortable with this whole issue. And I
watch your...
This is where you guys have to go to cover for the extreme anti-abortion agenda of Ron DeSantis.
Would you support a ban on abortion in 7th, 8th, or 9th month?
If the mother's life is not in jeopardy. Extreme exception. People aren't going on and having abortion.
Should it be illegal then?
Unless something devastating is happening.
Should it be illegal?
It should be up to the mother and her doctor and her conscience. And it almost
always. So the answer is no restriction.
I've already answered it.
Mother, doctor, conscience, no limits on abortion, even up to the day of birth. That's where Democrats, many, many Democrats are on this issue. Let's get your reaction to that and juxtapose that to the Supreme Court decision in Florida last week.
So Joe Biden has that position. Harris has the position. Newsom. You can't even show your face as a Democrat without taking that really extreme position. And what he was saying is actually not true. Obviously, we all, the life of the mother, I mean, of course. But the liberal Guttmacher Institute looked at late-term abortions, and they found that the vast, and this is a very pro-abortion group. They said the vast, vast majority of these late-term abortions in places like California are purely elective. That's just the reality. And so that's a fully formed baby capable of feeling pain. And a lot of times the baby's just dismembered. And so that's what he supports. He's not willing to stand by that directly. And so he's obfuscates with that. Now, in Florida, you know, our Supreme Court has upheld the pro-life protections that we've enacted into law. They also, probably more controversially, approved language that the left has been putting on the ballot to try to turn Florida into like a California, which would be incredibly radical, overruling parental consent laws, having abortion up until birth. That was a 4-3 decision. My view is that the language is very confusing, and the court's supposed to police that. Nevertheless, in Florida, these constitutional amendments need 60%. And so the two that the left's getting behind this year are abortion till birth and overruling parental consent. And then the other one is the recreational marijuana. And I think both are going to have a tough time getting to 60 if people kind of have a sense of what's going on. And the marijuana one, too, Sean, is interesting because it is written so broadly that it's not just about whether it's criminalized or not. And I can tell you there aren't people sitting in prison in Florida for simply using marijuana. And we have medical marijuana that I implemented because it was in the Constitution. But this would say you can use it anywhere you want, in walking down the street, in a restaurant, near a school, that the state could not do any restrictions at all to protect the quality of life. And I think people that have been in places like Denver, in San Francisco, where they've seen This has not worked out well in a lot of those. And so those will be important questions that voters are going to have to answer.
All right, quick break. Right back. More with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And then your calls coming up, 800-941-SHAWN, as we continue this Monday.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Continuing to build the foundation for conservative victory.
Victory.
Now, back to the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, I actually thought that I would want to go outside, even though we were not really in the path in Florida with the total eclipse that took place, that has been taking place today. And I just love science. You may not know this, Linda. I don't think I've talked much about it, but I do have a telescope and a really good one. And I use it, especially on clear nights. And I've taken to very, very basic, very minor, you know, things of astronomy related. And I'm just fascinated by it. But, you know, it's, if you've never had an opportunity to even look at the moon with a good telescope and just see the craters on the moon, it's pretty cool.
Did you just get that because you could actually see this guy now that you've left the smog of New York?
Pretty much. I've actually,
there's no way you were looking at anything in New York. That's for damn sure.
No, I did have one in the past. You're pretty funny, but I got a new one and a better one because I was just interested in it. Now, was Liam all excited about the total eclipse today?
I got to be honest with you. You know, the kids are pretty stressed out in the neighborhood. You know, they had an earthquake on Friday. They had, they had aftershocks into Friday night. It's just not something we expect here in the Northeast. And then today, they're all home early from school, all the kids, because they're afraid, you know, the school's like, well, you know, let out time is exactly when it's happening in our area. So all the kids had to come home early from school.
Did you get Liam the special glasses and everything?
Oh, I have 7 pairs of special glasses. 3 of the neighbor's kids were over the house watching, you know, all the things earlier today. So, you know, I mean, there's definitely a very cool scientific aspect to this, but I have all my own, you know, what you would call conspiracy theory ideas about all this stuff. But putting that aside, you know, for the kids, it's an interesting experience for sure. But, you know, we got the locusts coming.
I'm not even going to ask what that means because sometimes.
Oh, and I'm not elaborating.
Because you go off the rails and you're afraid.
I don't think I'm off the rails. I think I'm driving safely down the rails.
Right.
But, you know, well, everybody thinks they're right or they wouldn't think it.
Exactly. Just like everybody has the best doctor. Everybody's kids go to the best school. Everybody has the best
car. Oh, I definitely
don't
say that.
Everybody,
I think most of the doctors
dentist.
Are total morons. I think most of the schools have the worst curriculum.
Well, what about your doctor?
Planet.
I bet you think your doctor's the best.
You know how many, you had to go doctor shopping, you know, because they don't know what they're talking about.
But you know that I have a network of amazing doctors that are available to you any time or day or night if you needed help.
And I have the same, and I'm grateful for that. But I think when you're looking at, you know, these regular area doctors for your kids, you know, you really go in and I'm, you know, and you ask a simple question, like, why are you asking them? Like, why don't you have the answer is a better part. Seriously? I'm just kind of over it, to be honest with you.
Well, let's hope and pray that the swine flu or whatever flu everybody's worried about now doesn't become the next great pandemic.
Please, I can't.
Oh, please.
Please don't go down that.
No,
stupid,
I don't want to trigger you.
I don't want to scare you into your house and have you wear a mask that doesn't work and stand 6 feet apart, an arbitrary number that has no support. Please, dear God, don't go down that road.
I'm about to trigger, Linda.
Triggered. I'm already there. The trigger has been pulled. We've arrived.
I want to remind you that you got to face facts. America is not the same country we all knew. Violent crime is now spiking at an alarming rate. And this is so sad. The defund, dismantle, no bail law movement of the radical left. You know, what has it done to our towns and cities around the country? Well, police departments have been crushed. The media doesn't really talk about it. Crime is surging. And the reality is you can't even hire cops anymore. Nobody wants the job. People are leaving the job. And more and more, sadly, you're pretty much on your own. Now, thankfully, our friends at the USCCA have put together what they call the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. It's free for you and your family. Please, everybody get this. You're going to learn a lot. They have now partnered with the former head of training at the FBI, That's Quantico. And the USCCA, they have partnered to bring this to you. You can download it for free. And inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals, protect your home, self-defense mindsets and techniques. This is what I do every day. This is situational, you know, self-defense training. And anyway, you can get it from world-renowned experts, and you'll learn firearm drills that can save your life. And by the way, God forbid that moment comes, they're going to have your back when they want to put you in jail for just defending yourself and your business, your employees, and your family. Anyway, go to their website. They also have self-defense classes, situational self-defense classes around the country, over 8,000 locations. If you're interested in that, I strongly advise it. Go to uscca.com/Hannity, uscca.com/Hannity. Just download your complete concealed carry and family defense guide. You definitely are going to learn something and need it. Ohio, Cindy, next on the Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I called about two things. One, I am sitting in my own front yard watching the solar eclipse. I'm going in the house so you can't hear the traffic. It has been phenomenal.
It was pretty cool. When I saw the images out of Dallas earlier in the day, and, you know, Dallas pretty much went, it looked like nighttime. Or, you know, or dusk or whatever. It really got dark there, and it was pretty cool to see. We didn't get that same kind of view where I am, but I'm glad. I know Ohio is right. You know, you were right in the middle of all this, and I know it's great for people like yourself.
Yes, and it's awesome. But I wanted to give an answer to the question, am I better off 4 years than 4 years ago today? Heck no. I am on a super fixed income, Sean. And 4 years ago, I was making $400 less, and I was still able to put aside some savings, pay all my bills, and go out to eat once a month. And now I have no savings. I'm barely able to pay my bills, and I'd never go out to eat. And the groceries are getting so high that, you know, it's hard.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you older? Are you retired, or do you still work?
I'm retired. I had a couple of catastrophic illnesses.
I'm sorry.
And then a brain injury. And I live on Social Security disability. I am walking, thank the Lord, and I get around. But I always was super fit and healthy, and I ate very healthy. And now when you go to the store, the things that are healthy cost, at least in my town, not Vernon, the things cost five times more than they did 4 years ago. You know, you get a carton of eggs for 99 cents.
I mean, it's basically in the last 4 years, things have gone up 39%. So the things that you were able to budget for and still put even a little money away, that's now out of reach for you. And I mean, I've lived in your shoes. I've been there, you know, in the early part of my adult life in my 20s. It sucks when you live paycheck to paycheck. It just is horrible. And then, you know, I mean, going out to eat once a month is not exactly the biggest luxury in the world. I'm sure you weren't going to, you know, these, you know, very expensive high-end restaurants. If you're like me, I usually don't go to those occasionally, but not often. I have a very simple diet, so I'm very rigid, and I prefer to cook my own meals at home.
So do I. And when we went to Amish country and had good home cooking. And
oh wow, that sounds awesome.
I haven't been to Amish country for 3 years now, and it's just, they've taken away everything from us, and most of the mom-and-pop restaurants that were standbys for 40, 30 years, they're gone. Because, they couldn't afford the prices, and two, they couldn't keep help. And
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you today. You know what? You honestly are breaking my heart. You really are.
Oh, I don't want to break your heart.
No. No, you really are, and I usually do things like this privately. The Bible says, don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing. But I'm going to get your address. I'm going to send you a little bit of money so that you can pay your bills a little bit and have a little extra money and go out to dinner, you know, occasionally. And and bring back that quality of life that you deserve. I'm in a position that I can afford it. Please let me do it. It's my pleasure because, you know what, when I'm ordering on Instacart or if I'm out shopping at Publix, you know, I don't really have to look at prices. And you know what? That's a luxury. And I know it's a luxury because there was a time in my life when I did have to look at prices. And I could tell you there was a time, and sweet baby James can confirm this. I mean, you know, I live near my sister, and she would like bring over like meatloaf for the week and lentil burgers, though I've learned to make a much better meatloaf than she did. And she won't admit it, but mine's way better. But, you know, I mean, and that was, I'd make this massive meatloaf every, you know, the start of every week, and I'd bring it to work every day. And that's what I'd eat for pretty much breakfast, for lunch and dinner. And but, you know, so we're going to get your number, maybe take a little edge off this for you. And I want you to, you know, feel better too. Maybe if you can get your health back a little bit more and get a little more mobile, hopefully that'll give you a better quality of life also. I'm sorry that you've been ill.
Well, it's Sean. I'm getting better. And just hearing you on the radio and talking to you, but Sean, I did not call in for a handout.
I it's not a handout. It's not. You know what it is? It's a friend saying, here, go out to dinner on me. That's what it is. Okay? Can you look at it that way?
Bless you. Yes, I was in the workforce 44 years, full-time, working a man's job, and I was always able to donate to pantries and give money to people, and I'm not in that position anymore, and that kills me, and I don't know what to say to such generosity. And I,
well, you know what, just keep listening to the show, and I want you to have a good time and enjoy. And anyway, stay on the line, Cindy, we'll get your address and take care of that. Okay,
thanks,
and God bless you.
Bless you, Sean.
No, it's thank you, appreciate you being out there. 800-9- Don't you hate that? I mean, Linda, we can afford, all of us can afford on this show, that works on this show. We can all afford to go out and eat occasionally, whatever people go out to eat. I prefer to eat at home, to be honest. Nobody believes me, but it's true. And
yeah, I mean, I blame Joe Biden for everything. I blame Ron Klain for everything. I blame Barack Obama for everything. Kamala Harris, you know, she's, you know, texting Don Lemon over the weekend, congratulations on his wedding. Have any of them called Lake and Riley's family? No, I don't think they have. Have they called a single family that has a murdered child because of their policies? No, they're too busy fighting Mayorkas's impeachment. Stop being nice, you know? I'm done being nice. They're terrible human beings. They're taking the lives of our children. What else do we have to protect but our elderly and our children?
210 days to go, and America hopefully can change that. All right, back to our phones, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. George in Florida. George, how are you?
Hey, Sean, thanks for taking my call, friend. It's going to be harder with this last call. It's going to choke me up there. But I have two things on my mind. First is what's happening up in Michigan and in Israel. The main problem is we should have had a reckoning with the press after Vietnam, Sean. We didn't do that. We let their lies fester. And even 10 years later, after Vietnam, Hanoi was saying we would not be able to take Saigon if it wasn't for your Western journalists that we were able to feed things to. And that's why we have a media that is just so one-sided and won't tell the story. And so that's why Hamas hides in hospitals and hides in schools. The AP is responsible. The Associated Press, in my opinion, is responsible for a lot of people indirectly dying because of the not refusing to report the story. And that's the first point. The second is along the same line. Again, the mainstream media. I'm from the free state of Florida. You just talked to your governor, our free state governor. Trump just had talked about today about how he was able to get Roe rescinded, and now it goes the subject of abortion goes back to our state's legislators and to the people, and we have now allowed out-of-state billionaires in Ohio and Kansas and now going to be Florida in the next year come in and skew the Democratic process by outspending 4-1, 5-1, these vague initiatives that are going to be on our ballots. And we just need to get the word out. The press is not going to tell the truth. The mainstream media will run constantly vague women's reproductive health care.
I said this on Fox and Friends this morning. I got to run. Every attack, every lie told by the Democrats on abortion needs to be responded to immediately by every Republican. And you need to call them out for their lies. You've got to do it or else you will lose. And if you take really extreme positions, you will lose. Got to take a quick break.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
You know, we've been telling you about the mission of Preborn, which has been phenomenally successful in large part because of your generous donations. Linda, you have a couple of updates.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about this new thing that we're doing, the Hannity Baby Shower. And we have this woman, Jobber. She was a young woman. She found herself, you know, in a very sad situation of being pregnant. It was unplanned. She went to Planned Parenthood. They're like, yeah, have an abortion. And then Preborn steps in and they're like, hey, we're happy to help. And there's another way. And now she's a happy mom. So in honors of Mother's Day, we're asking all of our audience to give a little bit here. Join us in sponsoring ultrasounds for Preborn's entire network for the month of May. So we're calling this the Handed Baby Shower, hence that name. So here's how it works. One ultrasound is $28, but for Mother's Day, we are asking for donations of $500. We know it's a lot. We know it's a really bad time in the economy. But if 1,000 people can donate, we save 4,500 babies. So you dial the number, #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Sean, preborn.com/Sean. And remember, you know, Sean's Mother's Day when you donate, and all your donations are tax deductible. You can't beat it.
I'll even allow a celebration of Sean's Mother's Day because the cause is what it is. And
it does have a nice ring to it, boss.
800-941-Sean is our number if you want to be a part of the program tomorrow, because we're out of time today. I will tell you this. We have a great lineup tonight. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity, Fox News. Newt Gingrich, Vivek Ramaswamy will join us. Tommy Lahren and Kayleigh McEnany. And we'll check in with Charles Payne, Sean Duffy, Tammy Bruce. 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. See you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. All right, imagine you're cruising down the highway, you have your windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. Suddenly your car, it sputters, it coughs, it throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream, well, it turns into a nightmare. Call my friends at CarShield right now at 800-587-5060, or just go to their website, carshield.com/Hannity. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems. That includes your engine, your transmission, electronics, and so much more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. Now, CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind when you're on the road. 800-587-5060, or go to their website, carshield.com/Hannity. Join millions of customers like me. Call CarShield now and save 20%. That's 800-587-5060. Or on the web, it's carshield.com/Hannity. Call now.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.